We're not absolutely sure how my parents heard about the Kinder transport, because they weren't about. But we think that the Jewish community must have used youngsters like Boy Scouts to go to the homes of families where they knew there were children and explain to them that this opportunity existed. And we actually have the application forms, two, one for me, and shortly after that, one for both my sister and myself. You'll know that there were committees formed all over the country here, both Jewish ones and non-Jewish, to try and find places for these children to go, because the government had said they would accept 10,000 unaccompanied Jewish children. And so my parents were prepared to send us to this country, convinced that they would be following. So we were given a place, and we left on the 10th of January for England. Really, that's a very dramatic story. My parents, we were allowed one piece of luggage each, and they took us to the Western Railway Station in the evening. It was always in the evening. And they were very sensible. They said their goodbyes and were just about to leave. But I know that a lot of people were very upset, and some even snatched their children back. They just couldn't let them go. But we got into a compartment which was fairly full of children, and between us, the older ones decided that the little ones would go on a luggage rack, which was made of netting. They would be more comfortable up there. So we put my little sister up there, and she was promptly sick, which was actually very helpful, because the next half hour I was very busy. And my parents said, look after your sister, we must go now, and we'll follow you soon. Bye-bye, and off they went, which was very sensible. And indeed, they did follow eventually. Now, the journey started off with rumours going down the train that soon, when we got to the border, the Nazis would come and inspect our papers and our luggage, and if they found anything that we shouldn't have had, we might get sent back, or there might be trouble. And there weren't rumours, it was true. And amongst our number was a little lad about 11, whose father had given him the family gold watch, fob watch. And he got very panicky in case the Nazis found that. So he dropped it into the slit of a ventilator. And they didn't find it. We crossed the border, having been examined, and we all breathed a big sigh of relief, because it was very frightening. And, of course, from that moment onwards, he was fiddling around trying to get the watch out, and never did. And I remember, with all the wisdom of my 10 and a half years, saying to him, look, it's only a watch. Your father will be very happy that you survived. But he was most distressed. I think the reason he had the watch was partly as a family heirloom, but partly his father would have thought maybe he can sell it and maybe live on it. There are pictures also of children who came with a violin. Again, partly perhaps to sell, partly to make a living.